The Buck Sexton Show.
The IRS. I maybe should have led with this one, actually, today. There's so much, though. As I said, there's so much going on. And it's almost hard to get it all going because we're all focused on the llamas and the dress that is obviously blue and black. Obviously. You can change the tint and the color all you want, my friends. The dress is blue and black. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on Twitter. Or just Google the dress is blue and you'll see what I'm doing. Well, actually, no, don't Google that. Sorry. Google Twitter dress blue and black. And then you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. Apologies for that. So you'll see what I mean. It's this big meme. It's like taking over the internet. The internet is broken now because of, well, not just because of the FCC, but because people are fighting over the color of some dress. I don't even know how this started. This is one of the most bizarre memes ever. The IRS, however, is really hoping that you don't pay attention to this. And this is ontheblaze.com today. Jason Howard, my man Jason Howard, and with the piece here. More Lois Lerner emails recovered. No one will ever believe that both your hard drive and mine crashed within a week, she wrote. Think about that for a second. Let me just give you some of the details here. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee announced on Thursday night that hundreds of former IRS official Lois Lerner's previously lost backup tapes have been recovered, which could result in the recovery of a new trove of her emails. IRS Deputy Inspector General Timothy P. I don't know if it's Camus, like the French philosopher, or if it's Camus, or Camus, C-A-M-U-S, but whatever. He told Representative Jason Chaffetz on Thursday that it took investigators only 2 weeks to recover 424 backup tapes, and this is the key part, that were previously said to be irretrievable. To date, we have found 32,744 unique emails that were backed up from Lois Lerner's email box. We are in the process of comparing these emails with the IRS has already produced to Congress to determine if we did, in fact, recover any new emails. In one of the emails, Lerner apparently wrote, quote, "No one will ever believe that both your hard drive and mine crashed within a week of each other." Yeah, Lois, you're right on that one. Nobody believes that. This is astonishing. They're now treating this, by the way, they're investigating this for, quote, potential criminal activity. And this is just beginning to unfold here. When Chaffetz asked Camus, if anyone from the IRS had ever been asked for the backup tapes before, he replied no. Quote, "We send a subpoena. This is Chaffetz speaking. We send a subpoena. We send letters. We have hearings. We hear all kinds of excuses from the IRS. Every excuse you can have under the sun. And you find them in 2 weeks. And then when you go to talk to the IT people who are in charge of them, they told you they were never even asked for them. Is that correct?" "That is correct," Camus replied. Can I just let all that sink in for a second? Let's all sit here together. In the trust tree, in the nest. And let's let this just, we'll soak this up for a second. The IRS said they could not retrieve these emails. Everybody who knows anything about the internet, even people who, like me, are pretty limited when it comes to their internet abilities. Anyone who knows anything knows that was a lie. But they said, they stuck to it anyway. They said, oh no, we can't get those emails. We can't get those emails. And now not only do they find emails that, of course, we knew were retrievable and were told that they were not, it's coming out that the people who could have gotten these emails were never even asked to get them. Now, you can believe, if you want, that the most intrusive, most arbitrary, and most destructive agency of the federal government is just so inept on this one specific issue. Remember, for you, got to have years of receipts packed up in a drawer somewhere in case they want to give you a really good once over. But for them, on an issue that would undermine the integrity of the entire organization, if it even has any integrity, I just believe they are essentially enforcers of a corrupt system. That's what I believe. Nonetheless, if you believe all of that, I don't know what to tell you. Because what we've seen here is that the chances of anything other than an obvious and blatant cover-up of communications between a senior IRS official. Remember, the IRS official in charge of the program that went after Tea Partiers. She was the point person, number one for that. It doesn't matter that she's not the IRS commissioner. This was her purview. This was in her bailiwick. That magically, after she admits wrongdoing, after she knows she can hear the barking dogs in the background coming on the trail, she knows that they're coming after her. She admits wrongdoing. She pleads the fifth, okay? She pleads the fifth. And then nothing. Just goes on with everything, like everything's fine, no charges filed. They can't find anything. An agency of the federal government that expects all of us to have everything in hard copy, in original, never mind just the electronic information they have access to. They say that they lost all these emails. They say, as Lois Lerner apparently says, according to the Washington Times here, they say no one will ever believe that both your hard drive and mine crashed within a week of each other. Yeah, that's right. No one will ever believe that. There's not just smoke, my friends. There's fire. We're just not allowed to see it yet. What does this mean? And I'm glad that there are some who have stayed on the trail here. And I think that you have to, as much as we criticize many of our representatives in Congress, I think you have to applaud Congressman Chaffetz here and others for staying on this. Of all of the scandals of this administration, I know no one lost their life in this targeting. It's a, some of you would say, Benghazi. But Benghazi was incompetence, followed by lies, followed by a refusal to accept the threat we face. We know all of that now. The IRS scandal, if it is what many of us think it is, was an effort from inside the federal government, from a powerful agency, in many ways the most powerful agency for your average American, an effort to suppress a very potent political narrative in a presidential election year. And you can never prove what would have been, but all you can say is in 2010, the Tea Party was essential. And in 2012, the Tea Party was suppressed. What becomes of a political movement that's never allowed to actually gather? What becomes of a political idea that is suppressed? You don't know. But they knew. There were some in the IRS who have admitted, they've admitted wrongdoing. This is what people say, this is a non-scandal. The IRS has already said, yeah, we did this. But it was just a few rogue employees, if you recall. Or, oh, it was just confusion. It was the fog of IRS warfare. Really? Just answer this one question for me, my friends. In the words of Lois Lerner, no one will ever believe that both your hard drive and mine crashed within a week. Would they? Well, do you? Do you believe that those two hard drives crashed in the same week? The answer to that question tells you everything you need to know.
Buck Sexton, The Blaze Radio Network.